Chapter 1. What is a psychopath? What is a psychopath? After viewing my brain scan, which being a scientist I considered more of a professional curiosity than a personal cause for alarm, I started asking my psychiatrist colleagues this question to see if I fit the bill. I asked some of the most preeminent researchers in the field, and yet I couldn't seem to get a satisfactory answer. Several dismissed the question, saying psychopaths didn't exist at all and that asking them to define psychopath was like asking them to define a nervous breakdown. It's a phrase people throw around, but it doesn't bear any scientific or professional meaning. The same goes for vegetable, which is a somewhat arbitrary culinary term, not a biological one. When I asked my friend Fabio Macciardi, a UCI colleague and a noted psychiatrist, he said, "There is no psychiatric diagnosis of psychopath." After some pressing, he explained, "The closest thing we have in the manual is a personality disorder, antisocial personality disorder, but that is not always the animal you're looking for either." The manual Fabio was referring to is the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, most commonly referred to as the DSM. For psychiatrists and psychologists, this is the Bible, the book that outlines, defines, and classifies all disorders of the mind as agreed upon by the American Psychiatric Association and provides a standard of diagnosis that professionals are expected to follow. The DSM classifies a wide range of disorders, from anorexia to schizophrenia, but psychopathy is not one of them. The definition for antisocial personality disorder, which Macciardi pointed to, is described as a pervasive pattern of disregard for and violation of the rights of others that has been occurring in the person since the age of 15 years, as indicated by three or more of seven criteria, namely, a failure to conform to social norms, irresponsibility, deceitfulness, indifference to the welfare of others, recklessness, a failure to plan ahead, and irritability and aggressiveness. Outside of the DSM, many doctors and researchers have their own definition of what makes a psychopath. The problem is, every definition is different, and none are cut and dried. If one considers conventional medical standards of diagnosis, it's actually no wonder there is so much controversy surrounding psychopathy. For conditions like obesity, diabetes, and high blood pressure, it's easy to figure out whether a patient is afflicted, since the symptoms of these diseases are well known and easy to test for. Do you have low levels of insulin, inhibiting your body's ability to metabolize sugar? You have diabetes. The same cannot be said for diseases of the mind. For one thing, psychiatric diseases are not considered diseases at all. Diseases are based on knowledge of the cause, or etiology, of a particular disorder and the effects, or pathophysiology, they have on the body. Unlike for many true diseases of other organ systems, we don't have this luxury with diseases of the mind since so little is known of the underlying pathological biological mechanisms at work. Despite advances in our understanding of how the brain works, the organ is still largely a mystery to us. Therefore, most psychiatric problems are called disorders or syndromes. Psychopathy stands on the lowest rung of this disease disorder ladder, since no one agrees on what defines it, or if it exists at all, and so there is no professional agreement as to the underlying causes. Trying to identify or define psychopathy with just a checklist of traits and no cause is like using a field taxonomy guide. If it flies and eats and makes noises, it could be a bird, but it could also be a bat or an insect. You haven't nailed down what the thing really is. Although there are no set methods to test for psychiatric disorders like psychopathy, we can determine some facets of a patient's mental state by studying his brain with imaging techniques like PET, positron emission tomography, or PET, and fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging scanning, as well as genetics, behavioral and psychometric testing, and other pieces of information gathered from a full medical and psychiatric workup. Taken together, these tests can reveal symptoms that might indicate a psychiatric disorder. Since psychiatric disorders are often characterized by more than one symptom, a patient will be diagnosed based on the number and severity of various symptoms. For most disorders, a diagnosis is also classified on a sliding scale, more often called a spectrum, that indicates whether the patient's case is mild, moderate, or severe. The most common spectrum associated with such disorders is the autism spectrum. At the low end are delayed language learning and narrow interests, and at the high end are strongly repetitive behaviors and an inability to communicate. Despite the debate about whether psychopathy is a real disorder, and if so, what defines it, there are some accepted parameters within the medical community. The most famous and widely used test is the PCLR, Psychopathy Checklist Revised, also known as the Psychopath Test or Hare's Checklist, named for the Canadian psychiatrist Robert Hare, who developed it. The PCLR consists of 20 items, each of which is scored 0, 1, or 2, designating whether the psychopathic trait is not present, 0 points, partially present, 1 point, or definitely present, 2 points.